final day. We are here, year of our Lord 2019, and you made it through another one. You're about to turn over the flip side, check the calendar, put the new one up. It's all good. But, you know, this week we've been doing, yesterday and today, we've been looking backwards a bit, especially with John Lidstrom, who retiring, publisher of Gongwer News. Well, that's appropriate, the retrospective on the year, and Kyle Malin ahead, and Mayor Andy Shore of Lancet. Well, it's all fine, well, and good. I guess don't spend too much time, though, looking back at 2019. Like Satchel Paige once said, don't look behind you. Something might be gaining. You got to look ahead, too, for 2020. Where are the things, the meaningful changes we can make in our lives, maybe in our mental health going forward in 2020? Let's talk about that today with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com is the place to go for the podcast. They are all there, and he's with us now from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, as we look forward to 2020.
Yeah.
I wanted to approach this a little differently. This is a time of year that people make a resolution for this, a resolution for that. And I wanted to make this a little deeper. It's kind of an adaptation, but back when I was in high school, things you remember from the past, we at Grand Rapids Catholic Central had these retreats where we would have some days where we would just to examine our conscience, examine where we were going, and giving this a little more of a secular outlook. Okay, I think this is the time. Let's look at the next year. Let's take a look at ourselves, and let's say, how can we really change things about us in a more positive way, a way that can give us more meaning? And some of the things that come to my mind, like, would be intentional kindness, where you're going to really make an effort to reach out, be more helpful, that you're going to be less self-satisfied, more other-satisfied, try to deal with looking into other people's needs and trying to make them happy and satisfied, not just yourself, or more so, more accepting of others, more accepting of other views, loving self as well as others. This is another big one, because a lot of people don't know how to love themselves. They know how to love others, but they can't focus and help themselves, and that's where you get into low self-esteem.
Right.
And focus on relationships with family, loved ones, friends, and consider major work career choices. Consider major geographical changes. And I'll give you a personal one. Our son John was enormously happy in Florida, where he lived for 9-10 years. But he came back to be with family, to be back in the community, and he's married, has two children, has a home. In fact, he's moving into a new home tomorrow. So, but these are decisions we make. And I think too many people look upon, like, the next year as a small thing. I'll lose a little weight. I'm going to do a little more exercising. I'm going to do this. I think this is a time, and here we are, the very, very end of the year, to maybe examine ourselves in an honest, straightforward way, maybe a little music in the background, a little wine, a little pop, call it what you will, and just think. And think, who am I? Where am I going? And look at it more from a macro, a larger level, than just a micro, small, little level. And really make some of those fundamental changes that can turn us into an even better, more effective, and a happier person. That's just my goal that I think, for me, I try to do every year, and I suggest others try to do it. But really, a real examination of ourselves.
You know, I like what you say there, and maybe it's important to remember, too, would you agree with this, Doc, too? If you're going to think big, then don't pin yourself, say, I want to achieve this great goal, and my date is January 15th. Because it's not realistic. If you're going to look at the macro here, then you've got to give yourself time and realize that journey through the coming year, as you mark it, is as important and maybe a place to learn as it is actually reaching that particular goal. They work hand in hand. Would you agree with that?
I would, and I'd also say it ought to be a voyage that we enjoy, a voyage that we want to be on, something that's going to make us more effective and happier, call it what you will. But so many people, they live a life of routine, Dave. Every day is the same. Okay, they do this, they do that, and they don't have enough diversity in their day. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting you move to Timbuktu, or you change your job, or you run off, or whatever it might be. No, but take a look at your life, where you are, and what are the types of things that could make your life more meaningful? Obviously, there could be a spiritual component, but I'm looking here very much at just things you can do, just walking the road of life to really try to make yourself a happier, more satisfied person. But because routine in some ways is an emotional killer. I mean, too much routine where everything is the same.
Done by rote, day after day, right, yeah.
Done by rote. And people that often will come here will just say, you know, my life is monotonous. My life is boring. And I just kind of say, hey, come on. You know, this is the time to be, you know, looking forward. And even the old Bing Crosby is the happiest time of the year, you know, during the holiday season, the Christmas, you know, even that's past, but we're looking at New Year. So this [S2] Sure. [S1] Is an exciting time. And I think we need to look at 2020 as an exciting time. This is a new time, a new period that we can make changes. We don't live in the past like we did Satchel Paige. We don't live in the past. We don't live in the future. We live in the now, you know. So
[S2] Sure. [S1]
Let's move forward and be a better, more effective type of a person. And I think that might not be as dramatic as Scrooge, if you remember, you know, from him, his great change as the season went on. But
if the third ghost is knocking on the door, you might want to, okay, all bets are off, all right? But no, he had to take a look back at his life. But then the most important one, the one that shook him to the core, was the look to the future, wasn't it?
Yes, that is true.
It is.
And as long as we're kicking, as long as we're moving around, as long as we have life that, you know, God has given to us, as long as we're here, this is the time to move forward. We won't always succeed. We won't always be the person that we want to be and we can be, but we'll at least be aiming in a direction. So this is a year for some macro goals, some real changes, that type of thing. So I think that's, I don't want you to go to WABC and move off to New York on me. On the other hand,
I'd like to announce that this was funny you bring that up because I have an announcement to make. No, I'm kidding. One of these things that you listed, though, I think is very important for the communal thing here. You say more accepting of others and more accepting of other views. If you can't do that, ladies and gentlemen, you dial it off a little bit and say, I'll be more tolerant of others and I'll be more tolerant of other views. If we can all do that, even just a little bit, collectively, as we work towards our 2020 goals, we might all be able to take a breath, breathe, and live a little bit happier and saner. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. You know, with a song in my heart, I mean, you know, look for the silver lining. I mean, these are the times, even some of the old Cole Porter, some of the old tunes, they had meaning, and we can go back and listen to some of them. So this is a time to really be more accepting of others. I'm not talking accepting wrong, but realizing there may be four or five different ways to be right, just like there can be two, three different ways to get to the same location. So I think we don't want to be focusing on we're always right, someone else is always wrong, and not be accepting and recognizing the excitement there can be. Even in our little, when we were writing back and forth this week, that my dad saw himself as a Roman. He was sono Romano, even though he was from Rome. Your mother saw herself as a Northern Italian, even though they were Italian. But even there you have regional differences. There's nothing wrong with differences, but it's being able to accept and see others and see them in an open, honest way. And ideas and views, whether it can be political views, it can be different views on life. And just tolerance is really a wonderful word that if we all can learn what it really means, just to, just tolerate others and also tolerate ourselves. There are so many people that torture themselves, the perfectionists of the world, the OCD people. So let's make 2020 a year with lesser pressures but more positive type things, which are some type of pressure, but where we're riding forward, we're on a wave coming into Hawaii, the sun's bright.
I like that.
The wind coming, it's just coming, and here we are. We're going to have this wonderful, positive year. That's what we want to do. In fact, I'm even getting excited thinking about 2020 right now, Dave. You've got me in a good mood.
What it might bring down the road, and I'm laughing because you say your dad thought of himself as a Roman. Wasn't he from Tivoli?
Well, he was from Tivoli, which, of course...
That's like from here to Williamston. He was a Roman, for goodness sake. He should have thought of himself as a Roman. Pretty close.
You know, I do have a cute anecdote. He used to really say that we were related to Caesar. And I remember I'd ask him, I said, well, Dad, how do you know that? He says, well, you know, I'm from Rome. Caesar's from Rome. Why do you want to be related to a bum? He's a good guy to be related to. I figure, well, I wasn't going to argue with him on that. I guess it's better to say you're related to Caesar than you are related to the local thief in the park place or something.
Well,
so that was one of those stories.
You make me laugh because one of my relatives say, you know, we're related to one of the kings of Ireland. And I go, which one? And he goes, well, I don't know. There were 3,000 or 4,000. So one of them, I'm like, well, sounds good. I like that. I'm going to run with it. Our good friend here, Dr. John Braccio, with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We close out 2019. We take you, as he says, with a song in his heart, straight on a headlong rush into 2020 and think about the positive things in the macro, the big things you might be able to do this coming year. I like it. Always great to have you on, my friend. I can't wait to talk to you next year.
Listen, Happy New Year to you, my friend. Look forward to talking to you. Bye.
All right, take care. We're back with more. Don't forget, drjohnb.com, The Morning Wake Up here, 1320. We'll be back. This is WILS.